You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Here we are, and I always put my greetings out to our listeners. But you know, Jim, I never know where they are.
They're everywhere, Bob.
Ether. Out there in the ether, I think.
They're listening to us on their phones, in their homes, in their cars, and in their airplanes. So we're everywhere, Bob. Now, now I don't know. I didn't see any fireworks with this, but Stats Canada says our GDP grew 1.7% the last quarter, so Canada is no longer in recession.
Oh, I'm so relieved. Well, the problem is the still continuing Trudeau government. Well, it was Carney, the current Prime Minister Carney, who was advising Trudeau, and he just drove money and investments right out of the country. You just cannot do business here. And the problem with these socialist communists is they don't understand that if you mess up the playing field, they'll go play somewhere else. They just don't understand it. So anyways, Canada did clock a recession, and somehow, probably massaging the numbers, they got an uptick. So, but hey, the U.S. is still in an economic boom, so that would be helpful.
Now, Carney did sign an agreement with Germany to sell them natural gas. That's something Trudeau refused to do.
Oh yeah, no, there was some higher ups from Germany came a few years ago to meet with Trudeau specifically to set up liquid natural gas shipments. And Trudeau said, no, you can't do that because it adds too much CO2 to the climate. He actually did. Now, who was advising on that? The now Prime Minister Carney. Carney is a dyed-in-the-wool greener, and he really believes that carbon dioxide makes things hotter, and he really believes that a warming climate is bad. For the first time in a billion years of life on our planet, they're theorizing that warming is bad. Good God, I can't believe it.
Now, Mark Leibovitz, when I interviewed him the other day, said he thinks perhaps gold could hit $38,000 in 6 years. Do you think that's possible, or is it really going to...
Oh, I don't do those. I work on the real price of gold as deflated by the CPI. Now, even better is to deflate the price of gold by the CRB Commodities Index, because the Commodity Index is a proxy for mining costs. And all you need to have it is to have the price of gold going up, or let's put it this way, going up relative to the cost of mining as represented by commodities. Now, if you take the price of gold, it's going to go to $38,000 in New York, that doesn't tell you boom all about whether it's going to be profitable for the industry. You never know. Their costs, like crude oil, could go to the moon, in which case gold may be going up, but they ain't making any money. So I prefer to stay with the practical side and look at the profitability of gold mining. And it has a huge surge right up to the early in the year, you know, with the whole sector. And then it's corrected quite significantly. But I noticed when looking at it yesterday that it looks like it's building a base for the next advance in the real price. So, at the end of previous bubbles, one of the features of a post-bubble period is a rising real price for gold. And this is wonderful for the gold mining sector, but the the reason why it's rising is because everything else is in a Great Depression. So, on the long distance, I like the gold, and we also have the ability to advise on shorter-term trades, up or down, Jim.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline from Zero Hedge. USA isn't a piggy bank for Europe. Trump launches Section 301 probe into EU over big tech fines.
Yep. Not a piggy bank for Europe. That says it all.
Now, these fines were against big tech companies, I think, for monopoly accusations.
Yeah, stealing, who knows what. But the key thing is the U.S. isn't going to be a piggy bank for Europe.
The
no longer.
Headline from the Washington Post, Russia closes window for dissent as Ukraine's attack stir public dismay.
Yeah, there's a growing reaction against Putin. And we go back in history, and every time the price of crude oil is up, going back to 2012, he invades the country, gets belligerent. That was back when Chechnya, I think it was. So anyways, it's fun to look at a chart of crude oil prices, and every time there's a peak, Putin has got enough money to play his war games. But I think the public has had enough of that nonsense, and they're just waiting for the price of crude cracks goes down seriously, maybe this winter, and Putin is over. The public will just throw him out of office.
Tourism operators in Crimea rely on a rush of Russian guests over the summer period, and they say nobody's showing up.
Oh, that's a good point, Jim. Yeah.
They can't get gasoline to drive there, and B, they're worried about getting bombed if they do get there.
Yeah.
Now, a headline from YouTube, is Canada becoming a surveillance state?
Yeah, and actually, the way the headline was framed, the surveillance state was all in bold capital letters, each letter. And, they've got this Bill 69, all these sort of things, and it is becoming communistic, driven by the liberals who are control freaks, and the Western province is led by Alberta, may be able to break away from it, but there's absolutely no way that Ottawa can be reformed. It's a block of power that you cannot touch. So you have to leave, and I'm watching what Alberta does.
Now, Tim Wood, one of our frequent guests, had a theory that all these AI data centers aren't there to help businesses become more efficient. They're there to help surveil the populace.
Oh, yeah, within any kind of system, they're going to be tracking the public, and the AI boom is amazing. I just put down some very good headlines on that. But, you know, we've talked, Jim, about in the past, like the 1929 bubble. These are great financial bubbles. And 1929 was number five, and what we're in now is number six. But there was one, number four peaked in 1873. And I knew that then the big high-tech stock was Western Union Telegraph. And that was the darling of the high-tech people. And I've mentioned it over the years occasionally, and it fell 40% in a couple of weeks. And that was my memory, but I just took a look at it, and in one trading day, the biggest tech stock on the board fell from $75 to $54 in one trading day. And that was, you know, that brought the whole house of cards down. And then, of course, with 1929, the big high-tech stock was Radio Corp of America, RCA, fabulous company. And it got up to something like $125 and crashed down to $1.25. And now at the top of the boom in 1929, the street was looking for $3 a share earnings. And the company didn't make $3 a share until 1956-57. With the Elvis Presley contract, that was just making so much money that they then got back to what they were making in 1929. So that shows that you have to have a very long eye whenever you're looking at things and getting too excited.
From Zero Hedge, SpaceX, semiconductors, and the AI unwind.
Yeah, the point is, SpaceX, semiconductors, and the AI, it's all been a wild, wild market. And Zero Hedge notes, unwind. That's a key word. So it's beginning to get hit.
What's up with that headline? Cheap renewables? Reuters recycles the myth.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing was the renewable energy things like windmills and solar cells is that it didn't have any real cost with it. You just generated all this stuff. And they're finding out that that is not true. It's interrupted, intermittent power. So in order to have like continuous supply of power, you got to have a real practical system as backup. And batteries don't work, or moving water uphill doesn't work either. So anyways, this is not working. And they're beginning to realize that it's not working. And just as in Canada, Prime Minister Carney, he wants to take carbon dioxide out of the air and compress it and drive it down an old oil well. And somehow this is going to satisfy him about his fears and superstitions. He can take carbon dioxide and pump it into an old oil well. You know, I think only a few years most people will realize that it's totally absurd.
Now, I just ask Google how much of California's power is from solar, roughly 28% over the year. But the LA Times reported that California produced over half of its May electricity from solar.
Good for them. And then you got to have somebody out there with a feather duster taking dust off the solar cells, and then, anywhere else, you're going to have clouds and, oh no, the solar thing, the promoters consider it as a gift from the heavens, and there's no cost to it once you get set up, but that's not true. I saw an image the other day of what happens to a solar field when you get a hailstorm coming through. Mm-hmm. Good-sized hailstorms, and they're ruined. So, anyways, and then there was the one they built at Tonopah, some huge tower, and hundreds of reflective mirrors in a bowl, focusing all their energy on the point where they're going to be boiling water or something like that, or sodium. But the problem was this: birds would fly through, just instantly vaporized. So, but the main thing was, it wasn't economic. So there maybe the government put $1 billion of taxpayers' money into the thing, and it's just useless. So taxpayers are going to learn two things. Don't let government spend money on ideas, and give government as little as possible.
And our last headline from the New York Times, sales are so low, California wineries are burning their vineyards.
Yeah, I take that as a bit of a tragedy. Somehow they probably overbuilt on their wineries, and also maybe other areas, regions, are overbuilt as well. And the industry is going to take a big correction.
Well, their biggest customer was Canada, and most Canadian provinces are boycotting American alcohol products while the trade war goes on.
That's that crazy loony Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford. I mean, this guy, he's the one who spent $30 million of Ontario taxpayers' money on a video promotion against Trump. Can you imagine how eager the Trump administration is going to be to do a friendly deal with Canada? Not when you got an idiot like Ford around. No bloody way.
And of course, there's also the health trend. In 2023, at least 60% of Americans reported drinking alcohol. The latest survey done this month found that just 54% of Americans aged 18 and older say they drink alcohol.
Hmm. Yeah, well, the only time I ever have anything is when I've got guests over. And then a very pleasant glass of sherry or a very nice single malt whiskey. Mm. It goes down quite nicely, but otherwise I just don't bother.
I do have the occasional medicinal tequila. But only medicinal.
That was the only foreign language song that I learned all the words of. Tequila.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you, and we'll look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.